Suzanne McCubbin here to talk with Miranda Alcock about Audit Scotland's community planning report. First of all, Miranda, could you just tell us what community planning is?
Yes, thank you, Anne. Community planning is the process where local authorities, councils, local health boards, enterprise companies, voluntary organisations, and members of the communities themselves all work together to improve services within their communities.
Okay, and why is it important?
In today's world, a lot of the problems that need solving need organisations to work together. So, for example, if you want to improve the safety of local communities, you might want the police working with the local council to provide activities for young people to take them off the streets. And then, for example, you might want the enterprise coming in to give advice to those young people on business startups or training opportunities. And then you can have the health board coming in and providing some advice on drug misuse. So you get all those organisations working together to really solve the problem at a local level.
So what did your report find?
This is the first study we've done on community planning. Community planning has been a statutory responsibility for local authorities and other public organisations since 2003. So this is really reviewing the early progress that's been made. We found that community planning is progressing, but it's very complex, and that complexity makes it difficult to really achieve the aspirations that were in that legislation.
And how much money is being spent on community planning?
Community planning doesn't necessarily mean that extra money needs to be spent. It's sometimes about doing things differently with the same resources. However, increasingly money is being intended for partnership working. For example, last year over £600 million was spent for partnership working at the local level, and it's really important that money is spent effectively.
And what kind of difficulties did you find?
There are a range of problems, really. At the local level, different organisations set up and work differently, and that provides some challenges for local community planning partnerships. But also, the Scottish Executive have a huge range of policy initiatives and funding streams that are meant to be delivered locally through partnership working, and that adds to the complexities.
Okay, so what needs to happen next?
I think across Scotland, both national organisations and local organisations need to talk to each other about what community planning can and should be delivering. And then at the national level, I think the Scottish Executive can do more to support community planning by rationalising the funding streams and giving more flexibility to local delivery of policy objectives. And at a local level, community planning partnerships themselves need to focus on a few key priorities which are based on the needs of the area, and they also need to show how their services are improving from the work that's been put in.